want to watch the other side and make sure they're voting properly? How do you do that? There's actually rules about it. Matt Dietrich from the Illinois Board of Elections says hi to us in 60 seconds. Let me just take a minute here real quick to talk to Matt the Mechanic on line five. Hey, Matt, right. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
What happens when somebody puts the wrong fluid in their gas tank, man?
Well, let me explain real quick. Gasoline motors work with a spark plug, and that ignites the gas and it causes the explosion to make the car work. Now, diesel works on a compression basis. They don't have spark plugs.
Oh, nice.
They have like as much as twice the compression. So if you put the diesel in there, it's not going to ignite and will cause the car to, if you leave the gas station with the diesel in the vehicle, you might have a problem in traffic, you know, breaking down.
Yeah.
So it's best if you do actually put diesel by accident in there is to not start the car, either leave it at the pump or push it off to the somewhere and have it towed to a mechanic. If you put diesel in a gas motor, or gas in a diesel motor, yeah, if you don't put too much, it will blend. But it's that's the situation. So don't drive your car or it'll cost you an expensive repair further than having the tank drained.
Mm. Matt, you're a big help. You're still an auto mechanic these days, are you?
Oh, yes. Yeah, Ballard Mechanical Services.
Nice to hear you, man.
Now, I got one other thing I want to mention to you.
What's that?
I also write sports poetry, and I have a White Sox jingle. It's less than a minute. And every time I do it, they win. So if you don't let me do this jingle, it might be your fault.
Okay. No,
I'm just kidding.
And if I don't let you do it, it'll be my fault if they lose. What a terrible thing to thrust upon me, sir.
No, I'm just kidding around.
Okay, no, wait, hold
on. If we do it, we have a better chance.
Well, then I'm all for that. Now, Matt, listen to me. I have a different Matt on a phone line, and he has important information about the election. So I'm going to put you on hold for just a minute, okay?
Okay, that's fine.
And then we're going to come back right after the 10 o'clock news.
Okay.
And this will give everybody a chance to get out their number two pencils and write it down and memorize it, okay? So just talk to Elif off the air, and we'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Whew. Well, that'll get him to listen. Okay. Meanwhile, Matt Dietrich's on a phone line. Hey, Matt, it's John Williams. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Good to be here, John.
You better be good because I've got a White Sox win hanging in the balance here.
I heard that, yeah.
Okay, you're with the Illinois State Board of Elections. You're a spokesperson for them. It seems to me like both sides are going to be watching very closely polling places where we go to vote in person to sort of make sure that the election happens properly. Those are called poll watchers. That's not just random Joes and Schmoes. That's an actual thing, right?
That's correct. A poll watcher has to be a registered voter, and they have to be affiliated with a party or an organization or a candidate. We credential poll watchers and local election authorities like the Chicago Board of Elections, Cook County Clerk's Office. They can credential the poll watchers that work in their polling places.
Yeah.
Have to be approved by us. And the election judges, the poll workers who are working in those precinct polling places, they have the authority if the poll watchers become disruptive, anything like that, the election judges have the authority to have them removed from the polling place. There's a set group of activities that poll watchers can perform. They can observe, but they cannot communicate with voters. They can ask election judges questions. If they think that a voter is not qualified, they can bring that up. If they think that a signature is not correct, they can bring that up with the election judge. The election judge, however, always has authority to sustain or overrule any objection or concern that a poll worker brings
up. How do they do all of that?
They have to be credentialed.
Do they stand there and kind of watch? They're not watching you actually vote, are they?
They're not watching you vote, but they are standing watching the poll workers. They're watching the people who hand out the ballots to the voters and the ones who verify the signatures when a voter signs. If, for example, a poll watcher is in a polling place and they see a voter who they believe has already voted earlier that day, and they can raise that objection to the election judge, who can then look into it and either, you know, find out more about it or overrule the poll watcher. It's those kind of things. Mm-hmm. They're entitled to be there when the polling place opens to make sure that the ballot boxes are empty. They can be there for the counting, the closing down of the polling place. There can be poll watchers who are on hand for counting of ballots and processing of ballots back in the office of the election authority. There's very specific duties that are laid out for them. But we're not talking about, you can't just be an individual and say, I want to go be a poll watcher. You have to be affiliated with either an established political party. They get two per precinct if they want. A candidate always can put two per precinct. And others, like civic organizations, can have one poll watcher per polling place.
Do you usually have?
They all have to be approved by us.
Yeah. Do you usually have the maximum number or a minimal number of poll watchers? I've not noticed them watching me before. Are they usually there?
No. You have some always in every election. But keep in mind, in Illinois, we have just over 10,000 precincts, so we don't have two poll watchers per political party per precinct throughout Illinois.
Yeah.
Typically, they have an idea of where they want to, if they have specific polling places where they want to observe, they will get credentials and have people there.
So I can be a poll watcher at a polling place not my own.
You can be a poll watcher anywhere.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, I vote at the church down the street, but the one that we're really concerned about is the library on the other side of town. I could go be a poll watcher there, even though that's not the one
that
I vote.
If you are affiliated with a candidate,
right,
or if you are affiliated with a political party or with an approved civic or nonpartisan political organization.
So how do I sign up? How do I get to be one of those poll watchers?
Well, you'd have to go through, let's say, if you're doing it on behalf of a certain candidate, you'd have to get approval from the candidate to be a poll watcher. You would get a form from us or from the county clerk or board of election in the county that you're going to be watching. You'd fill that out. You'd submit that and get your credential from either us or from the local election authority, but it has to go through the candidate. You have to be sanctioned by either the candidate or the party.
But it's not too late to do that. It's not too late to do that, is it? Could people still sign up to do that?
No. No, it generally, for us, it's not required under law for us to start until 2 weeks before the election.
Well, I'm, you know, I don't know how I feel. I don't want anybody messing with the process, but I think somebody like a poll watcher doesn't sound like a bad idea in principle, as long as they're not antagonistic or electioneering, you know, campaigning for somebody. If everybody's
right, and there are laws about that.
Understood.
Any type of intimidation, threats, you know, any type of interaction that would interfere with voters, that's a class 4 felony. And as I mentioned, even if they're just in any way obstructing or interfering with the voting process or creating any kind of a disturbance, the election judges can kick them out.
Yeah, and I'm glad to hear that too. This is once again another education for us about our civic duties and opportunities. Okay, out of time, says producer Elif. Always appreciate you joining us, Matt Dietrich. Thanks for saying hi.
Get that White Sox song in there.
I won't forget.